Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing mild temperatures while Jerusalem remains cool. In Haifa, clear skies are visible, providing a serene night for stargazing. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just in that Iran has appointed Mohsen Rezai as its new security chief. Rezai is wanted by Interpol for his alleged involvement in the 1994 AMIA bombing in Argentina. Also, Ynet shared earlier today that Hamas continues its activities along the yellow line. Despite Netanyahu's stance, Israel rejects the 15-point plan for Gaza. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that Israel plans to confront the Trump administration over Gaza policies. Jerusalem and Washington are at odds over the proposed withdrawal document. Separately, Walla reports on a tragic series of incidents from earlier today. Three young individuals, ages 5, 12, and 16, lost their lives in separate accidents across the country. And finally, Mariv notes that Trump's current strategy with Iran favors economic pressure. This approach aims to avoid new military conflicts while seeking diplomatic solutions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News, a platform focusing on international events, reported just minutes ago that the Pentagon is urging defense firms to ramp up weapons production. Stocks of key interceptors have dwindled amid tensions with Iran. From X, the latest. The Times of Israel posted earlier today about a captured Palestinian terrorist at the Kerem Shalom crossing. The individual, part of Hamas's Nukba force, was apprehended with aid from the Shin Bet. John Spencer, an expert on military strategy, noted in a post earlier today that the U.S. is managing tunnel sealing operations near Gaza. This aligns with the Trump administration's plan for demilitarization. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report on Mohsen Rezai. He is a former chief of Iran's Revolutionary Guard and is now leading the Supreme National Security Council. Rezai's appointment may further strain Iran's relations with Argentina, highlighting ongoing international tensions. Turning to the situation with Hamas along the yellow line, Ynet's coverage reveals that despite peace talks, Israel remains firm against the proposed Gaza plan. Military presence continues, emphasizing the ongoing security concerns in the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew provides insight into the political discord between Israel and the U.S. over Gaza. The disagreement underscores a complex relationship as Jerusalem seeks to assert its stance. This may impact future diplomatic engagements between the two nations. In a tragic development, Walla details the recent accidents involving young lives lost. These incidents have sparked discussions on safety measures, urging communities to enhance awareness and preventive actions. Finally, Mariv highlights Trump's preference for economic sanctions over military action against Iran. This strategy reflects a shift towards resolving conflicts through diplomatic avenues, potentially easing regional tensions. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that Ukraine's attacks on Russian warehouses have caused significant financial damage. The move targets the assets of major Russian trading companies. Separately, Keytech shares the story of Yuval Shlomo, whose tattoo business inspired the creation of the AI company Base44. This highlights the intersection of entrepreneurship and technological innovation in Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses how artificial intelligence is reducing errors in payslips. Oket Systems data shows a significant decrease in mistakes, showcasing the impact of AI on financial accuracy. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.